Hi, everyone, and welcome to the College Transitions podcast series, where a few times each month we answer your college-related questions. Our aim with this series is to help you successfully navigate the world of college admissions while discerning fact from fiction. I'm your host, Michael Trivett, one of the co-founders of College Transitions, and this week's podcast covers advanced placement exams, otherwise known as AP exams. And I am joined by our CEO, Andrew Belasco. So welcome, Andrew.
Thanks.
We want to start with a question we recently received in our email from Julie in Apex, North Carolina. She says, "Dear College Transitions, my son recently received his AP scores and performed much lower than expected on one of his exams. I'm worried that this will affect his chances of admission. How important are these scores to colleges? Does my son have to submit all of his AP scores?"
Well, let's tackle this question of importance first. At many colleges, AP scores are primarily used to place students and or award college credit and really have little to no impact on the admissions process itself. However, recently, an increasing number of selective schools have used AP results in their evaluations, and also in order to really gauge whether students have mastered specific course content, similar to what they do when they look at subject tests, for example. But the difference between subject tests and AP exams is that subject tests are required at many elite schools. Typically, students will have to submit results from at least two of these exams. AP tests, on the other hand, are not required, but they can prove helpful to an applicant's chances. So it's important that students develop a strategy specific to their circumstance. So in the case of Julie's son, let's call him John. If John earned a 1 or 2 on an AP exam, he's not required and should not submit his results from this test because it really won't do his application any favors. However, he should submit any results from exams where a 4 or 5 was earned because these scores further reinforce his ability to master course content, engage in college-level work, and can, in many instances, compensate for relatively low grades. For example, assume John goes to a very competitive high school where A's aren't just handed out, and maybe he signs up for a grueling AP Calc course. John does well in the course, but not well enough to earn an A. Maybe he earns a B, which is actually quite good for a class of this caliber in this particular school. Now, as an admissions officer, I may not have enough information about the competitiveness of John's school to know that a B is actually higher than average and actually indicates mastering course content. So I may have concerns, especially if I'm at an elite college receiving applications from students with transcripts consisting mostly of A's or all A's. But if John's calc score is a 5, my concerns probably go away, and I'm more likely to recognize John's accomplishments in the subject. So AP exams can make up for less than desirable marks, and if I might add, they can also make up for relatively low test scores on other exams. In the past, for instance, we've worked with plenty of students who've earned less than stellar SAT and ACT scores but received excellent results on their AP exams and were ultimately given the benefit of the doubt at many selective schools.
Okay, so what's the general takeaway for Julie and some of the other listeners who are out there?
Well, first, invest time preparing for your AP exams because the returns can be substantial, not just in terms of earning credit, but also when it comes to improving your chances of admission. Second, applicants have control over which AP scores they report. In general, low AP scores of about 1 or 2 should be withheld because they can do damage to your application, while scores of 4 or 5 should be revealed.
Well, what about scores of 3?
Well, that depends on the institution and on the student situation. At highly selective colleges, a 3 probably isn't going to do you any favors, whereas at a less competitive school, a 3 may actually help your case, especially if a few applicants to that school actually participate in advanced placement.
So it sounds like there's really no clear-cut answers here.
That's right, unfortunately. It really depends on the students, their academic history, and the selectivity of the colleges to which they're applying. But you know what? That's typically the case when it comes to college-related advice in general. What's beneficial to one student isn't necessarily beneficial to the other. And of course, there's always exceptions to general rules.
But in most cases, generally speaking, revealing high AP scores and withholding low AP scores sounds like it's the way to go.
That's correct.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew. And for our listeners, be sure to check out our blog each week on our website, www.collegetransitions.com, to read what we're writing about as we move through the fall admissions season. Finally, be sure to tune in each month to our podcast series, where we'll continue to provide regular segments that speak to today's important topics in the world of college admissions. For all of us at College Transitions, thanks for listening.